What's up, Day? Give me a great big what's up.
What's up?
What's up? It's What's Up Wednesday. What's up, Eugene and Michael Wist with Solid Waste. He's a solid waste analyst. We're going to get into that with planning and development. Good morning. Nice to meet you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, pleasure, pleasure. You're from Wisconsin. Tell me a little bit more about your background before we get into what we're going to be chatting about here.
Yeah, so I've been in Eugene now for 8 years. Like you said, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Bounced around the states for a little bit before here. Originally came to town working in housing and homelessness issues, and then about 4 years ago moved over to waste prevention and green building for the city.
Okay, so now you being from Wisconsin, let me ask a quick question. And this is just you're a Badger, yes?
Yes.
Bucks, yes?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Brewers,
yeah.
Okay. Now this is more important: Duck or Beaver?
Oh, I gotta go with Ducks.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Birkenstocks with socks or without?
Without.
See, now we get to know a little bit about the guy. Okay, cool. So tell me about what you do a little bit here. What's your day activity? What's it about here?
Yeah, so our office, we basically create policy and programs to help with minimize our impact in the waste stream. So we also work closely with our City of Eugene licensed haulers. We set the rates that they charge all of us for
that's
our
important
collection. Yeah, yeah. So we do the economic analysis every year to see what, to look at their expenses and what the value of the materials are. So we perform that analysis. And then a lot of outreach and education around, what is acceptable in the stream, new programs to help minimize our waste impacts, divert what's going to the landfill, and yeah, lots of summertime activities to help teach folks and families about what our roles are and responsibilities are and how to be good stewards of the environment.
It's an ongoing training, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Nonstop.
Okay. So you shared with me earlier. Please share again with our listeners here the biggest surprise about your job and what you do here.
Oh, well, I said trash is absolutely fascinating. And I think my biggest surprise is, and it's a good surprise, is how serious people in Eugene take it.
Right.
Yeah. So it's been with some of the changes we've had over the past year and a half, it's been great. The questions have been great. A great way to engage with people around, their potential impacts on the environment and how we can all do a little bit better job.
Okay, so I'm so guilty. I do make the effort, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I still screw that up. I mess it up. Is there an easy way to remember what's in 1, 2, 3, 4, or should we just go ahead and just continually ask for help till we get it right?
Well, keep asking for help. I would encourage that, but I can tell you right now, you can just forget about the numbers altogether.
Okay.
Yeah. On the West Coast here, we don't have a number-based system, and that's pretty confusing. Those numbers on the materials themselves actually aren't meant for you and I to recycle. There's industry denotations to help denote what different plastics are. So what we have here is a shape-based system. So certain shapes and certain sizes are acceptable in our recycling. Right now, we made some changes this year due to big market shocks, international market shocks. So right now, as far as plastics go, what we accept is basically just narrow-necked drinking bottles, plastic drinking bottles.
So I can take that piece of paper with the numbers. Okay.
You can recycle the paper, though.
I am going to recycle that. So is there one piece of advice that you'd like to leave the listeners with this go-around? I hope you'll come back and visit again. But this is an ongoing process, isn't it? And certainly Eugene, Springfield, and Lane County, we're passionate about protecting what we have.
Yeah, and I understand why there'd be a lot of confusion around that. I would say if you don't know, like you looking at the numbers. If you have a question, the county's launched an app called Garbage Guru, and that tells you exactly what materials are recyclable throughout the county and in Eugene.
Okay.
There's minor differences there. I would say check that out. If you don't have time, not a lot of people like to hear this, but don't make the assumption that if you throw something in the recycling that someone down the line will take it out. That's a form of contamination. That means that all that recycling might just get thrown out further down the road.
And that makes the problem worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, then it just all ends up in a landfill somewhere else.
Okay, super. Michael Wist, I appreciate you coming by. Thank you. And hey, guess what? Sean, I'm going to be a garbage guru before the end of the day. I can't believe it. Thanks for being part of What's Up today.
Hey, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. News Talk 590 KUGN.